What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Mo in Florida about the secret history of assassination devices. And I remember reading about a lot of these things, seeing a lot of these things. Jack Ruby, when he was in jail after shooting Lee Harvey Oswald, came down with a very sudden, very aggressive cancer. And he was telling people that right after his imprisonment, some guys had come on in and held him down while somebody shot him with a needle. And he was convinced that's where he got the cancer from. It is very easy to induce cancers and leukemias on people. No, I'm not going to tell you how, so deal with it. Anyway, Mo, the possibility that these Russian ambassadors are being assassinated by covert means, yeah, obviously the one 8 months ago wasn't very covert. He was simply shot dead.
Well, I guess I'll be quick here because I've got other callers. This was back in 75, and they had this thing could shoot a dart, I'm reading, the width of a human hair, and a quarter of an inch long, could penetrate clothing, was almost undetectable, left no trace. They couldn't even hardly feel it. And that was back in 75. My only question is that I just amazed, if they really wanted to take Trump out with his age, you know, hey, he's older than us, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would take him out any time with all these other swamp creatures around him. Well, he can't be that protective. He could be. This thing's advanced so far since then that he could give him a fast-acting cancer anytime they want. So, in my opinion, and this is why I'm asking you to get your opinion on, is they must not want to take him out.
Well, first of all, you're making an assumption that the CIA can walk into the Oval Office carrying this device, and with two layers of security, the Secret Service protective detail and Trump's private security detail. That's simply not going to happen. That dart gun has a very limited range. You have to be within like 5 feet of your target to use it, and obviously it's going to be visible. As I understand, well, I don't want to go into the details of what was inside that gun, but it's not something that's going to lend itself to miniaturization all that much.
That was over 40 years ago, Mike, and Bob Martin put on a sneaker that had a little wire in it. You know, I don't know. I'm not trying to give anybody, of course, it doesn't matter what I think. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I don't think they really want to take him out. Otherwise, they would, because that's 43 years ago. And the technology right now with nanotechnology and everything would make it so, I mean, come on, you know, Moore's Law, right?
Well, let me ask you something else here. What do you think would happen in the streets of America if President Trump was assassinated, which is what you're talking about here? I think that could trigger a real civil war. Nobody's going to believe the official line on how Trump died because we've been lied to so many times, and we've had all these liberal Democrats and even the corporate media screaming for months about how we need to assassinate Donald Trump if it actually happens. You know, the American people are going to start going after those people who were calling for assassination, with tar and feathers.
Yeah, but 70, 71 years old, cancer, fast-moving cancer, people like me.
I wouldn't believe it.
I
wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it
too,
in
I'm
a
sure.
second. It, you know, be just like 9/11. I switched on awakened by a phone call from somebody saying, turn on the TV, and I turn on the TV. The building's coming down, and I'm looking at it and saying, government op, definitely government op. Same thing if something happens to Donald Trump at this point.
Yeah, but we're the minority, Mike. I mean, you woke a lot of people up. You have, but I think 90% of people are still asleep. They would just think his age. I'm just saying that. I'll let you go.
Look at the percentage of Americans are now aware that John F. Kennedy was in fact the victim of a conspiracy. More than half. And it took a long time to get there. But again, these days, people are just much more aware. I think the reason we're not seeing something like this is just fear on the part of the deep state that it could, in fact, trigger a mass uprising of the American people against every politician, against every banker, against every corporate media.
Saying he has Mike, they're already saying he has dementia. They could give somebody dementia, too.
They're just saying it. Yeah. They're casting around for something that the American people will buy into, and no, we're not going to buy into it, especially looking at last year's campaign. If there was anybody up there that had dementia, it was Hillary Clinton. It certainly wasn't Donald Trump.
I'm sure you're optimistic. I want to believe your optimism, but something tells me that it's just too easy with the technology now and the improvements. So, okay, Mike, well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll let you go. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Chet in Michigan. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for the fantastic work that you do. I just wanted to say just a couple of things. First of all, I've been woke, if you will, for about 3 or 4 years. I am an African-American who have voted Democratic all my life. But thanks to the information I received from guys like you and a few others, I realize what a mess politics is, and the worst offenders of our Constitution recently has been the Democrats. And when I found out, you know, about the Clintons going back to Arkansas and Vince Foster and the recent stuff in 2016, the revelations about the server and all this and the pay-for-play, I just could not vote for Hillary and thought I would vote for no one. But then Trump's message, America first, it resonated with me. I love America. And like you, a little disappointed at the route he has taken. This last speech, I don't know if it's the very last one, but the one where he talked about basically the troop increase without saying it, was a little disheartening as well, and he's probably been co-opted. But we did have a little hope for a while, and who knows, maybe he'll wake up and, you know, get back to business. But this deal with the statues and all this, you know, the Soros-funded people and, you know, the mass media, they're trying to pull black folks into this mess, quagmire, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm encouraging, sensible people to stay out of this because it really is a contrived issue.
Mm-hmm.
Statues have been there for 100 years, 150 years. But, you know, what was about to happen was that metadata information, I believe, was about to explode and was going to blow the whole Democratic strategy out of the water. And so they needed this diversion, which they got, which developed in about the last 10 days or 14 days. And it's sick.
Yeah.
Everybody has jumped on the bandwagon, and that's the conversation of the day. I say let's get back, you know, to what's really important, and that's, you know, holding our leaders, you know, responsible for their actions. And so I won't stay on too long because I'll talk forever, but I do appreciate you let me say the few words that I did. And, you know, I just want to say that finally that, you know, it is sickening, this racial mess they're trying to create.
Yes, it is. But, you know, it's already backfiring because regardless of which side you're on, most Americans are looking at the behavior of these people. They don't want to be identified with them. The Antifa, Black Lives Matter, are making black people look bad. The hired actors with the Nazi flags over on the other side are making white people look bad. I think the grassroots is just going to pull on back and relegate these people to the group, to the status of a fringe group, not representative of the general population. And again, it's amazing that they tried to do this because remember all the riots they kicked up following Trump's victory? And they were out there screaming, you know, we're going to resist and everything. And the more they screamed and the more they broke windows and the more they assaulted people, the less and less public sympathy they got. And the same thing is happening here. I don't sympathize with the people on the white side of this argument because of the way they're behaving or the way they're being paid to behave. I don't sympathize with the people on the other side of the argument because of the way they're being paid to behave. It's a very self-destructive approach to trying to fan up civil unrest, because the vast majority of the civil population are not captivated. They're not sympathetic to what's going on. They see the violence, and they're saying, this is ridiculous. And I think the actual numbers are that there is no support for either position in the general population. I think most people just wish they would go away. They're being silly.
And Mike, the only thing that's going to help is for the general population to become more educated. You know, I've learned about the central banks and the IMF and the larger picture, and the fact that there is a faction that want to destroy America. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we're being corrupted through movies, through, you know, all kinds of cultural bombardments, you know, freedoms for this, freedom for every weirdo in the world, and it's taking us away from who we are, what the Constitution states, and we're really going to have to get back to basics, and we're going to have to only do that through education. I mean, that's the route. We have to be informed, and that's where you come in, and I'm doing my part, too. You know, just today, wife's co-worker in distress about this whole mess, and I told her she needs to understand who's behind it. You know, she needs to understand who George Soros is and what his agenda is and what kind of guy he is. You know, when he was a teenager, he turned on his own people, you know, in Russia, and he said he did what he had to do. That gives you a big sample of his character. You know, so
and he said he didn't even feel bad about it. I mean, we've got that interview on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com right now. You know, where Soros was saying, yeah, he helped the Nazis round up Jews, and he doesn't feel bad about it at all. And he made a lot of money off the deal.
Yeah. And so that's the kind of heartless force, you know, that we're dealing with. And, you know, it's kind of hard for good people to get into that kind of mindset to even understand. You know, so it's a tough job you have, tough job we have, you know, because we're all in this thing together. And You know, we have to do what we can to save this country the best we can, because there is an active force, and it has been, as we know through history, you know, an active force to not only break up the union, you know, but to curb our power throughout the world and you know, put us in a third world status.
I think it's more a case of the New World Order. Somewhere along the way, to get the one world government, the United States does have to be shattered and brought down. I don't know that we're at that stage yet, because the New World Order still needs the U.S. military might to go on out and bring the rest of the world to heel. But it does seem to be accelerating. Anyway, Chet, we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a quick shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go right back to the phones to Keith in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been trying to pick on you on Skype, but you won't answer. But anyway, I sent you some good articles. One is on New York Times, an 1860s article about Cuba. And we're back to the same issue of slavery and stuff, how it was used to basically take over Cuba's commonwealth. And but what I actually called for, Mike, was this. We have a government that allows Israel to do what it wants in Gaza, to let the Saudis do what it wants in Yemen, and as a flashback, they have allocated the use of drones in America. Those in power will do anything. They don't care how many people they kill, destroy, the whatever, you know, to push their agenda. And that's the real issue here, is it, like, Trump couldn't drain the swamp fast enough, and apparently it's been plugged. And this entire scenario that we see today is that deep state. And as you had mentioned in your other previous caller, that thing about the data, the metadata, this may be the entire portion behind that, is that people that are in those dark realms of that deep state see their exposure coming more and more. And yet we still see the divisions here. And to pardon the word trumping, but they are trumping the actual legal issues behind those people that should be quislings, that should be in jail.
Yes.
For their crimes.
Absolutely. And it's all about control and power. And yes, we have seen in past history where tyrannical regimes are willing to see huge segments of their population destroyed as long as it makes the survivors obedient slaves afterwards.
Right. You know, one other thing, Mike, there, you know, I think Twitter was one of the best inventions there for people around the world to be able to share their news stories and instant videos and stuff. But when you see the wonderful black people in our country here, a lot of them that I grew up with, that era, they've realized that this is not a racial thing. This is intentionally trying to divide people.
Yes.
Because we all used to work and play and have fun together. They got over all the stuff in the past. And the premise of removing statues and whatever, well, if you remove that past, then there's no way to fall back on it and say, well, you guys did this. Well, what? Show me. You know, all the history's gone.
Yeah. If you erase history, then you're basically inviting it to happen all over again.
That's exactly it. Anyway, I sent you a couple of good news articles, too, okay? But anyway, my best to you and Claire, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. And yes, I do see them in my inbox. And obviously, because I use Skype to communicate with RVN, I can't accept a Skype contact during the show here. All right, next phone call, Jim in Portland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to your show yesterday. You were talking about Teslas.
Yes.
Those batteries, the batteries in those cars will never be able to be charged as fast as you were talking about. It's just the chemistry, and it would destroy them. And
I understand that, but they're talking about developing a new battery with new chemistry that could take a charge much more quickly. I mean, think about an electrolytic capacitor. I mean, how quickly that can be charged. And then you can drain it off through a resistance bridge and basically think about along that line. That would, an approach like that would actually work.
Right, but these cars, and also you've got to think about also coming upon a super charger station where there's a line. Over the weekend, a lot of people got a rude awakening about their electric car when they pulled up to these chargers. They had nowhere else to go, and they're out of a charge, and they needed a charge, and there's a three-hour line just to get to the plug. So a 45-minute charge became a four-hour charge.
Why didn't they charge them at home?
Well, they've taken road trips. You know, these cars were sold with the idea that you could just stop anytime you wanted at one of these supercharger locations and top up. But
well,
you
just have to program the supercharger locations into your GPS mapping system. I mean, this is a transitional technology, and nobody says it's going to be easy right at the start. And again, the example I was using from yesterday is when internal combustion engine automobiles first came along, it was very difficult to find spare tires or oil or gas. You'd have to go to a hardware store and get the gas in a bucket, pour it into the tank there. It was an inevitable transition to get the infrastructure in place to support this. But in
right.
time, it will happen. And because the charging time on the battery is a major issue, at some point it will be solved. That's how these things happen. And again, look at the evolution of the automobile. Where, you know, there were problems with the early automobiles, and eventually somebody said they can be made better by doing this.
People should just keep that in mind, though, because, you know, if you've got a couple kids fighting in the back and your wife's coming down with the flu, the last thing you want to do on a trip is all of a sudden be delayed for 3 hours.
Okay, Jim, I understand that you don't like the Tesla. I disagree with you. I think it is a coming thing here. The only hole in the process is that we need to get the electricity from a non-petroleum source generating station. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, let's get back to the news here. And let's see. Saudi-led airstrikes killed 41 people, including 30 civilians in Yemen. They're killing more civilians than actual combatants. And they're killing children. And one of the real problems we're starting to see is how the U.S. government is trying to normalize the idea of bombing civilian areas, even though that's considered a war crime. Now, apparently over in Raqqa, witnesses are saying that a U.S.-led coalition strike directly targeted civilians in a residential area. Children were playing outside. No warning at all. Now, this leads to a very, very good question from Journal Neo. Is there, in fact, any difference between those who are victims of terrorist attacks and U.S.-led air raids? And certainly from the point of view of those on the receiving end, I can't see that there's any difference at all. But it is amazing to see the corporate media just cry those big crocodile tears when there's a Barcelona or something like that. And then when we get these reports about the thousands upon thousands of civilians being killed by the United States government, Cost of doing business. Apparently, Rachel Maddow is already out there just drooling over all the wealth we're going to get from Afghanistan. Moscow is getting ready to prepare for a response as the U.S. hits Russians with more sanctions over North Korea. And basically, yesterday, the Treasury revealed it imposed sanctions on 16 Russian and Chinese nationals and companies for their alleged dealings with North Korea. And both Russia and China saying, why are you punishing us and causing us harm over North Korea? Being recklessly applied here. Apparently, tensions between the U.S. and North Korea are on the rise again. There was a U.N. conference on disarmament. And the U.S. disarmament ambassador, Robert Wood, was out there screaming about the growing threat of North Korea, saying we will use the full range of capabilities to deal with North Korea. So we know who the warmongers really are here. Now, you know these United States-South Korea military drills that are taking place off the coast of the Koreas right now? For the first time ever, they include drilling a scenario for a nuclear exchange. They're practicing playing with the big bombs. And that is going to ramp things up for North Korea here. According to Sputnik News, the U.S. is planning to send 100 additional F-35 Joint Strike Fighters to the Korean Peninsula to support allies in South Korea and Japan against the nuclear and ballistic missile threat posed by North Korea. That's assuming they don't crash first. And I can't imagine that South Korea and Japan are that reassured by the F-35s, given their poor performance. Meanwhile, North Korea is out there still saying that if the United States attempts any kind of a military action in North Korea, whether it's an invasion or a decapitation strike, North Korea is prepared to launch an attack on Guam. So this is as close as you can get. And we've got all these hotheads out there thumping their chests. The silverbacks are at battle again. They're thumping their chests. Ooh, I'm bigger than you are. It'd be amazing here. Meanwhile, over in China, their state media is saying that the U.S. Navy is becoming a dangerous obstacle in the South China Sea. And they're pointing to the recent incidences of the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain as indicating that all these warships that the U.S. is sailing around their islands represent a serious danger to navigation. And it does make sense. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And China is raising a very good point about U.S. military ships in their territorial waters around those South China Sea islands. They're a danger to navigation. And they're pointing to the four incidents in a little over the last year as an illustration. There is something wrong with the U.S. Navy. And apparently the U.S. Navy is effectively agreeing. They've already removed, relieved of duty the entire command crew for the Fitzgerald. And apparently, they've removed the commander of the entire 7th Fleet after the McCain collision. So, yeah, there's an issue there, definitely. And China is correct. They're dangerous vessels to have around. They're a menace to civilian navigation. All right, let's take a phone call. Rick in Winnipeg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Aloha to all my American brothers and sisters. The fellow who was killed, he wasn't the vice president. The guy in the Clinton administration who they found in Fort Marcy Park.
Vincent Foster.
Yes. Okay, did you ever just, when researching it, the fellow who was the witness, he was harassed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was.
I saw a thing from 60 Minutes, and he was like walking down the street with his girlfriend, and they were probably Secret Service guys whispering into their wrists and really harassing him. I kind of felt sorry for the guy. I was just wondering if you heard any more about the fella or anything.
Well, the harassment has kind of stopped. At this point, the narcocracy has enough of a lock on the government where they're never going to go back in and acknowledge that Vincent Foster was murdered, let alone who did it, or more to the point, why. And that, of course, gets back to some of the clandestine sources of the Clintons' tremendous wealth. Again, I have a whole section on Vince Foster. That was literally the incident which got me blacklisted out of Hollywood and launched my career as a truth activist. I mean, I didn't actually intend to come down this path. It just sort of happened to me. And I didn't think it would last this long either, but this is apparently what my life is all about now. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff about Vince Foster. And as far as I'm concerned, the case is made. Assassination, another government cover-up. Let's move on to more current events, okay?
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. Lately, we've been talking about the Confederate flag and, you know, all this Confederate monuments and stuff. You know, this really got a good push start, and it wasn't the first time, but Nikki Haley really kick-started it, revamped it back in the summer of 2015, going back to Dylann Roof when she makes commentary where she was thumbing through Dylann Roof photos and found him posing with a Confederate flag. And then she associated that with the Dylann Roof case, saying how this was a representation of racism and hate and so on. Mm-hmm. Through that, I was reading through the articles, and then Nikki Haley states, you're not born with hate, you are taught hate. So essentially what she's saying is she's just described us that all these people that are BLM, Antifa, you know, yelling out racist and this and that, they have been taught hate. They've literally been taught this to do what they're doing. So going on from there, right now they're not touching the Albert Pike statue, which, you know, I'm sure you know, 33-degree Mason.
Yes.
Stands there in Washington, D.C. You know, there's been controversy with that statue going all the way back to 1993, where they introduced a bill trying to get associate Albert Pike with the KKK as a memorial statue. But for 24 years now, it still stands. Now, the first real attack on that I read just recently, because I punched it up, was 5 days ago. They actually did throw paint on it like 5 days ago. But that statue still stands and will stand because, guess what? He's a 33-degree Mason, and most of what the Masons practice, their rituals and their ceremonies, Mr. Albert Pike has developed. Going on from there, the another statue is the Judah P. Benjamin. Judah P. Benjamin, who was in the Confederacy, and, you know, I'm going over, I'm sure you know, is Jewish. He was, I don't know, help me out here. Judah P. Benjamin was with the Confederate Army. He ended up in the end abandoning the Confederacy and stealing all their gold, pretty much what brought down the South's war, because they were defunded. And then he ran off to England, and he was associated with the Rothschilds and so on. But that statue has not been touched, which is 10 miles southeast of New Orleans, standing outside of the library. Another interesting point, did you see the article where it was just, I was going through Drudge, that Confederate sales have gone up, Confederate flag sales have gone up with the last manufactured Confederate flags?
I would not at all be surprised. You know, it's the banned in Boston effect, and even though obviously my personal family ancestry was with the Union, you know, I'm starting to think maybe I want one of those things as well, just to make a point.
You know, we grew up with Dukes. Well, you're a little bit older than I am, but I grew up with Dukes of Hazzard. You know how they pretty much canceled. They banned Dukes of Hazzard off TV, right? You know, I'm a 70s child. In the 80s, I used to, every Friday night, I was watching Dukes of Hazzard at 7 p.m., then I'd go out with my friends. But I stood home to watch the Dukes of Hazzard, and then I'd go out with my friends.
Yes.
You know, that never made me, the Dukes of Hazzard never made me want to be hateful. It never wanted me to commit crime. It never wanted me to, you know, be against or prejudice against anyone. It actually made me want to get a hot rod and be a good old boy. You know what I mean?
And have a hot babe hanging around you.
That's absolutely right. Daisy Dukes, right?
Yep.
You know, so, and but yet it's banned, you know, even though it was pretty much an innocent show, you know, or even though they jumped a shark in the end. I remember one of the last episodes I ever saw of that, saw the Dukes of Hazzard. There was actually, they introduced a UFO, where they, there was a UFO sighting.
Yeah, that was that show's jump the shark moment. I mean, basically, the producers of that show, the reason they were able to do what they did is they literally found a city that was getting ready to do a complete overhaul of their police department, and they were selling all their existing police cars in a single lump at a really bargain basement price, and that's where they got all these cop cars that they could wreck episode after episode after episode. But after watching episodes of police cars get wrecked, and let's be honest, it was kind of a video TV attempt at copying what was that Burt Reynolds movie and Sally Fields, the one about the
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. It was inspired by Smokey and the Bandit. And, of course, when they started running out of that stock of very cheap police cars, they started having to get a little more creative. And eventually the show ran out of story content.
Well, they switched characters in the end after the actors. I don't want to talk about Deuce Hazard, but they switched characters. They switched the cast out because they actually wanted royalties, figuring out how much they were making off of the merchandise. And then they switched the characters out to be their cousins and blah, blah, blah. The show ended. But moving on from there, can I ask you a question? I know you know the answer. I know the answer. Who created ISIS?
ISIS appears to be a creation of some U.S. intelligence agency. We know from all the documents that came out of Hillary Clinton's State Department that the U.S. has been covertly arming and funding them. And I think ISIS was created and promoted because Al-Qaeda was getting worn out. And too many people knew that Al-Qaeda was another creation of the U.S. covert state. But
you answered two questions in a row.
Yeah.
Funding them as well. Now, what is their purpose there?
Well,
is their creative purpose?
Their original purpose was to be this big, scary monster so that we would all be afraid and cling to the ankles of Big Daddy government for safety and protection. That really didn't work out too well. Now ISIS is being used as a proxy where the game plan is the U.S. sends ISIS into a country, and then they say, oh, my goodness, ISIS is in this country. We now have a pretext for military action. And they did that in Syria. They're doing it in the Philippines. And they did it in Afghanistan. And that's the new method for U.S. invasion. Oh, my goodness, there's the evil ISIS. We have to go on in and blow the place up.
Right. And then throughout this, they don't just stand there and look pretty until the U.S. forces show up and go, oh, there's ISIS. We're battling them. They actually do create, the ISIS cause death. They cause violence. They cause destruction throughout. Am I correct?
Well, they certainly do in front of the media cameras. That's their job, is to look like this big, horrible, scary monster. But they do seem to be serving U.S. foreign policy interests.
Now, that's foreign policy. Now take this domestically. What is an equivalent of ISIS on U.S. domestic soil as we currently speak?
Antifa.
Exactly. Who do you think, and who's funding them?
Well, we know they're
getting their marching orders, their agenda, so on.
They're getting some of it from George Soros.
Some from George Soros, and George Soros gets grants from the government, and George Soros funds all these other organizations, and you know, and they get their marching orders. So, and follow me here. See Antifa as a domestic, I'm going to be loose on the word terrorist, you know. But a domestic organization creating havoc and violence, and, you know, they're hurting people, they're hurting women, they're hurting elderly, they're damaging property, creating this chaos, demoralization, and so on, on domestic soil. Do you also see this as a step-by-step process into what ISIS does?
It could very well go there. I wouldn't hesitate to use the word terrorists in conversations not just about Antifa, but even Black Lives Matter. Because a terrorist, under the definitions established by the USA Patriot Act, the use of force or the threat of force to coerce a change in politics is legally defined as an act of terror. So when you have these people who are out there with their baseball bats saying, you know, you'll be a racist, we're going to take the statue down, that's an act of terror, legally. And I'm still waiting for the White House to respond to that petition, which apparently has soared way over the minimum number of signatures required.
Well, last night it was 215,000 and counting, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mike, this stuff is not just about, it's not about statues or whatever. This is literally about erasing America, America's identity completely, because basically they want to invade. They want to create a new nation under, you know, I don't want to put name labels on it, but other
I don't know.
Entities.
I'm not sure yet. Let me interrupt here because we're running out of time here. Gotcha. I'm not sure we know what their agenda is right now. I think it is foolish to assume that the agenda being served by ISIS in other countries is going to be the same throughout those countries or the same as Antifa here. Certainly civil unrest appears to be a major goal here, and even the United Nations is saying that they're concerned that there is going to be civil unrest here in the United States of America. And maybe that's what they want, declare a national emergency, suspend the Bill of Rights, shut down the independent media, or, again, playing the race card they were out there saying earlier. They want to make people ashamed to vote GOP next year.
I'll end it with this for now, but the first thing these invaders go when they go into these countries and they take over the government and whatnot, the first thing they do is tear down their statues and their identity. Their statues, their monuments, their leaders, and of
yes.
course, you know, harass and create havoc out in the public. So that is what's happening here in a more subtle manner. There's no bullets flying, but they're doing it in another manner until something changes. I'll let you go. Okay. I appreciate the conversation. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And before we take another phone call, I got an interesting email from somebody who appears to be very knowledgeable on the subject of battery technology. And apparently there is something out there that's brand new. It's called aluminum ion batteries, and a cell can be fully charged in 1 minute. It has 10 times the energy delivery rate of lithium cells. Now, it's still in a very early stage of development, and it's heavier than an equivalent lithium battery, but I'm sure they'll be able to engineer that down. And apparently, the real advance in this technology is the electrodes are made of graphite foam, which allow the ions to pass through the cell at a much higher rate. And there's the open door to a rapidly recharged electrical car. So good for them. All right, back to the phones here. Apostle in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Mike, I know you're very big with NASA and astronomy, but I just want to let you know the mainstream media lied to you.
Okay, imagine my shock.
Well, I have an inside, whatever, from in the DNC, whatever. It really wasn't a lunar eclipse. It was Putin's Death Star that happened to go across the sun, and that's what you witnessed.
I thought you were going to tell me that Putin hacked the sun.
No, he didn't hack it, whatever. That was his Death Star that went
that
across
was his
there,
Death
whatever.
Star,
it wasn't okay. anything. But this is what the Democrats... this is what the Democrats want you to know.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate the input, and thank you very much. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines because I got a bunch more stuff. I'm way behind on the talking points. David in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was just having a thought when you were talking to, I think it was a caller before the last one.
Yes.
Is it possible that Antifa is the same as putting all the Muslims into Europe? But knowing that the United States wouldn't take that, so they created their own Antifa here in the States. Just a thought that I had.
Well, most of Antifa, first of all, you have to subtract out the ones who are being paid to be there and be the ringleaders. Most of what remains appear to be U.S. citizens, disaffected, easy to exploit. And I'm not seeing a tremendous amount of overlap between Antifa and the migrants coming on in. I think the migrants are probably going to stay away from that kind of a situation out of concern that they could be deported.
Yeah, but that's why they created the Antifa in the United States, so they couldn't do that. More of a homegrown invasion kind of thing. Well, it was just a bot ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not seeing it, but thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines here, and I'm going to get back and get some news done before the end of the program. Now, the Pentagon has just awarded some major contracts to Boeing and Grumman for a new generation of intercontinental ballistic missiles. They want to basically replace the arsenal of Minuteman III missiles. They're 45 years old. Time to get new ones with chrome and all this other stuff. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of our program today, and we're talking about how the Pentagon has awarded contracts to Boeing and Grumman for the next generation land-based ICBM. And they're talking about how the Minuteman III is 45 years old, which technically is true, until you remember that it is always being updated, repaired, upgrades. You know, it's not like it's just been sitting in the silo for 45 years, but they want a complete new replacement. There are right now about 450 Minuteman III's in service. It did peak at 1,000 earlier in its career. The program is expected to cost a total of $85 billion. Now, not everybody is happy that the U.S. is out there wagging its nuclear missiles around anymore. And Martin Schulz, who's head of Germany's Social Democrat Party, and he's running against Angela Merkel in this next election, is saying if he wins, if he defeats Angela Merkel in the next election, he is going to tell the United States to remove all of their nuclear warheads from Germany. Because while they're there, Germany is inevitably a target in the event of a Russian-United States nuclear exchange. And they don't want to be that. Okay, now then, getting into the economic news. Boy, I was way, way behind in the talking points here a little bit. All right, let's get into the computer stuff here a little bit. The FBI is reportedly advising companies to ditch Kaspersky applications, and the U.S. Defense Department drops Kaspersky from all their related electronics, which is kind of weird. I think it's one of the best products out there. And certainly being a Russian company is the least likely to be compromised by U.S. intelligence agencies. If you're buying computer security software that's created inside the United States, there's a guarantee there's a back door in it. All right, now then. Apparently, there's a new phishing scam out there, and we know because we got hit with it here. And apparently, what they're doing is they're spoofing a number that's very close to your own number. And so people will look at it and say, oh, this must be somebody in the neighborhood, somebody I know. And they're more likely to answer it, which starts the process of trying to lure them in to what is essentially a phishing attack. Meanwhile, over at AccuWeather, their iPhone app, users are dumping it after learning that it has been sending location data of where you are to a third party. People are getting very, very sensitive and touchy about their privacy, and they should be. We have a right to privacy. If we're minding our own business and we're not doing anything wrong, the government has no business spying on us. That's in that Bill of Rights. And when the government ignores that Bill of Rights, it ceases being the legal, legitimate government. Okay, there's the music. Got to head on out of here. Got a bunch of stuff I got to get done this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting. And meanwhile, stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. Take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM.
Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.